This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned Thursday after just 44 days in office. Her departure was prompted by an economic plan that sent financial markets into a tailspin, led to shakeups in her cabinet, and divided her ruling Conservative Party. She's the shortest-serving prime minister in British history. In comments delivered at a podium in front of the Prime Minister's residence in London, Truss said she recognized that she could not deliver the mandate on which she was elected by the Conservative Party. Truss said she'll serve until a replacement is selected. Party officer Graham Brady told reporters the Conservatives could possibly have a new prime minister in place by October 31st. Moscow says it will intensify attacks against Ukrainian targets. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russia's declared its intention to increase its targeting of Ukraine's power, water, and other vital infrastructure in its latest phase of the nearly eight-month-old war, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's forces have destroyed around 30% of the country's power stations since October 10. But Ukrainians are vowing to stand firm despite the attacks that threaten cuts in electricity, water, and heat, and they've stockpiled flashlights, candles, and firewood, and they have plenty of blankets and warm clothing for the encroaching cold weather. They say they're used to Russian President Vladimir Putin's using energy as a weapon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top United Nations official in Ukraine says as winter approaches, millions of people are beyond the reach of humanitarian aid in non-government controlled areas and will likely